Chapter 31 Vengeance on Midian. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
Avenge the children of Israel for the Midianites. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people.
Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian, to execute Yahweh's vengeance on Midian. Of every tribe, 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel, you shall send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Moses sent them, 1,000 of every tribe, to the war. Them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, to the war, with the vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. They warred against Midian, as Yahweh commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of their slain, Evi, and Rechem, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, the 5 kings of Midian. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they killed with the sword. The children of Israel took captive the women of Midian, and their little ones, and all their livestock, and all their flocks, and all their goods, they took for a prey. All their cities in the places in which they lived, and all their encampments, they burnt with fire. They took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of man and of animal. They brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, to Moses and to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan at Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the congregation, went forth to meet them outside of the camp. Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, who came from the service of the war. Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and so the plague was among the congregation of Yahweh. Now therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the girls, who have not known man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Encamp outside of the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. As to every garment, and all that is made of skin, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood, you shall purify yourselves. Eleazar, the priest, said to the men of war who went to the battle, This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded Moses. However, the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may withstand the fire, you shall make to go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water for impurity. And all that doesn't withstand the fire, you shall make to go through the water. You shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. And afterward, you shall come into the camp. Division of the Spoils. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
Take the sum of the prey that was taken, both of man and of animal, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation, and divide the prey into two parts, between the men skilled in war who went out to battle, and all the congregation. Levy a tribute to Yahweh of the men of war who went out to battle, one soul of 500, both of the persons and of the cattle, and of the donkeys, and of the flocks. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for Yahweh's wave offering. Of the children of Israel's half, you shall take one drawn out of every 50, of the persons, of the cattle, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, even of all the livestock, and give them to the Levites, who perform the duty of the tabernacle of Yahweh.
Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh commanded Moses. Now the prey, over and above the booty which the men of war took, was 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 head of cattle, and 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of the women who had not known man by lying with him. The half, which was the portion of those who went out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep, and Yahweh's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which Yahweh's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which Yahweh's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of whom Yahweh's tribute was 32 persons. Moses gave the tribute, which was Yahweh's wave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh commanded Moses. Of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided off from the men who warred, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 head of cattle, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. Even of the children of Israel's half, Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of man and of animal, and gave them to the Levites, who performed the duty of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh commanded Moses. The voluntary offering. The officers who were over the thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and the captains of hundreds, came near to Moses. And they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war who are under our command, and there lacks not one man of us. We have brought Yahweh's offering, what every man has gotten, of jewels of gold, armlets and bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces, to make atonement for our souls before Yahweh." Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of them, even all worked jewels, all the gold of the wave offering that they offered up to Yahweh, of the captains of thousands and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken booty, every man for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meeting, for a memorial for the children of Israel before Yahweh.